Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines. You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, the 22nd of May. I'm Celia.
And I'm Jemima.
In student news, the University of Otago's sustainability report was presented to the council last week, and it shows that some targets are being met, although there is still a concern about waste management, the ODT reports. The report shows that 80% of waste at the uni goes straight to landfill, and that food waste from halls are causing a problem. In response to this concern, the university had established an e-waste manager, whose role includes establishing effective collection, cleaning and distributing systems to maximise the waste captured in the system, and the positive outcomes that can be realised when these resources are reused, either across the institution or in the community. The next steps to take in the next 5 years are improving the amount of general waste that is diverted from landfill, reducing the amount of food waste, and diverting the remaining waste from landfill.
In national news, the coalition government is making changes to Kāinga Ora after an independent review into the country's social housing system says it is not financially sustainable or delivering the homes people need. RNZ reports that Cabinet has agreed to align contractual arrangements across Kāinga Ora and community housing providers, as well as refresh the Kāinga Ora board. Housing Minister Chris Bishop says the review makes clear that Kāinga Ora's financial situation is very worrying, with debt forecast to grow from $520 million in the next 4 years. Bishop told RNZ's Checkpoint the first task for the new board would be developing a turnaround plan to eliminate losses by November. Bishop and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, speaking to RNZ, say they will not be selling off state housing. Speaking to RNZ, the housing spokesperson for Child Poverty Action Group, Alan Johnson, says the group would like to see more details from the government on how it intends to support public housing and what tenants can expect of these changes to Kāinga Ora. Child Poverty Action Group also put out a statement expressing concerns the state may pull out of building more public houses as a result of this review.
26,000 people may find themselves out of work before the unemployment peak is reached, as forecasters report, according to RNZ. March quarter data from Stats New Zealand shows an increased unemployment rate from 4% in December to 4.3%, and that 134,000 people were now unemployed. This data also doesn't show most of the public service cuts announced this year, and RNZ estimates that there are 4,550 of these. Stats Data New Zealand showed that there were around 47,400 more jobs filled in the New Zealand economy in March than in the same time last year. These increases were concentrated in healthcare and social assistance, public administration and safety, and education. However, professional services jobs, administration and support services, manufacturing and agriculture, forestry and fishing were all down. Infometrics Chief Executive Brad Olson said it was likely to be the retail sector to experience a fall. It had only 630 additional roles over the last year, despite strong population growth. Economist Shamabil Yaqub said the number of people on the job seeker benefit had been trending higher since the start of 2023. In March, there were about 187,000 people that were receiving this benefit, a 20,000 person increase from last year. Yaqub said that there would be more redundancies to come. RNZ reports that it was estimated in 2022 that an additional 50,000 people would be required to be out of work before inflation could be brought under control. And Olson said that 38,000 more people were now unemployed than when that 50,000 figure was first talked about. ASB economists said that employment would be flat over the year, but a larger number of people seeking work would push unemployment up.
In international news, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or the UNRWA, says that food distribution in Gaza's southern city of Rafah has been suspended, Al Jazeera reports. The Rafah crossing, a major entry and exit point for humanitarian workers and aid, was seized by Israel and has been closed since the 7th of May, over 2 weeks ago. Speaking at the UN Security Council on Monday, senior UN aid official Edem Vosoni said the closure of the Rafah crossing had stopped at least 82,000 tons of supplies coming in, while access at Karim Abu Salem crossing from Israel was limited due to hostilities, challenging logical conditions and complex coordination procedures. The UNRWA also said in a statement on X that it had not received any medical supplies in the past 10 days due to the closures and disruptions at the Rafah crossing, and that only 7 of its 24 health centres were operational. The UN continues to warn that famine is imminent in Gaza.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, the 22nd of May. Today's bulletin was written by Celia Ward, Tristan Serrano and Jemima Lorimer, and read to you by Celia Ward and Jemima Lorimer.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.